What's up, everybody? So good to see you guys. So pumped to have you here tonight at M12. We've been in a series for the last, the last 3 weeks called Sola, right? We've been in a series called Sola. And in this series, here's what we're doing. We're looking at five foundational truths, right, that we believe as Christ followers. And what we've talked about is that these five ideas, right, should influence, should shape, should even determine the way that we live. The things that we think about, the things that we talk about, the ways that we act, that it should really impact the way that we live our life, right? And so let's kind of go through where we've been. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about this idea that Scripture alone, right, that the Bible, right, is a source of truth for us, that it is something that we can build our life on, right? Like we don't open these Bibles every week just to open the Bible every week. You know what I'm saying? Like we open these Bibles because it's filled with truth and it's filled with things that we want to see you guys and you girls build your life on, right? And then 2 weeks ago, we talked about this idea that grace alone. Now that's a big word. You hear it a lot. Maybe you've heard it for the first time tonight, but grace alone. So grace is an undeserved gift, a gift that you don't deserve, that I don't deserve. And we talked about how grace alone, through faith alone, faith being, you know, certainty, right, or sure, or, you're just the confidence that you have in God, that he is who he says he is, right, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone. And then last week, we looked at in Christ alone, right? And so we talked about the only way to salvation is through Jesus. The only way for you and I, when our earthly life ends, to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And we talked about Christ alone, right? That Christ alone is our way to salvation. Now, here's what's cool about last week. I think it's so important that we look back and we celebrate when God moves in big ways. You know what I'm saying? And last week, some of you guys, some of you girls, literally, you decided, you made the best decision of your life. You made the decision to make Jesus number one. Matter of fact, when you guys came in tonight, you saw that big number one against the wall there. Some of you guys, you could find your name because you know that last week you signed that big number one to symbolize that Jesus is now the Lord of your life. As a matter of fact, man, not to embarrass you, but if you guys, if any of you here tonight made a decision last week, right, to invite Christ in your life, do you mind just standing? Will you guys just stand? Let's celebrate these peeps. Amen. Yeah. That's great. That's great. You guys can have a seat. Hey, I just want you to know, man, I want you to know that we are so proud of you for the decision that you made. And in case you didn't know this, right, that our ministry, M12, man, we're devoted to you to help you walk through this life being Christ follower. It's not easy. And so we're here to help you. We're here to help you grow. And those of you that had a life-changing decision last week, man, we're proud of you guys and we're excited. And so tonight, what I want to do is I want to wrap up this Sola series. And before we get there, I want to be really clear. Tonight is a very different night. Some of you guys have already figured that out. You're already kind of feeling, you know, that I'm up here a little earlier than usual. And I especially want to say, man, if you're a guest of ours tonight, once again, man, we're pumped that you're here with us. We're pumped that you'd spend time with us. But I want you to know that tonight is going to be unique in a really cool way. Tonight is going to be unique in a really cool way. So as we wrap up this series, I want to talk to you guys about this word glory. Now, the word glory, the last sola that we believe, the last of the five, right, that we believe is this idea of sola de gloria. And here's what it means. It means glory to God alone. Glory to God alone. Remember, sola is the Latin term for the word alone. So glory to God alone. And now, if I were talking to you across a coffee table and I said, hey, man, tell me what glory is. That's kind of one of those words, man, that's kind of hard to define, right? It's complicated, right? But I looked into Webster, and this is what Webster's dictionary says. It says, something that is a source of honor, fame, or admiration. Honor, fame, or admiration. Here's what I want you to know as we launch in tonight. We are all about honoring Jesus, making the name of Jesus famous every single week. And we're all about giving him admiration. Glory to God alone. Because of what Jesus did for you, because of what God has done for you, the fact that God would send, right, Jesus Christ, his one and only Son, to come and live on this earth, right, be free of sin, but then die for your sin and for mine, he deserves every bit of glory we could possibly give to him. Now, let me give you another thought that maybe a better way of understanding is that glory to God alone is our response, right? Our response for who he is and what he's done. Our response for who he is and what he's done. And that's kind of our bottom line that I want to rally us around tonight, is that glory to God is our response to who God is and what God has done. So what I want to do is I want to take these ideas of who he is and what he's done, and I want us to experience that tonight. Tonight's very unique. It's different, right? In a cool way. So when I say who he is, this is kind of where I'm at. Your mind's attention. Now I want you guys to think for just a second without talking. Think about the number of things that get your attention in a day, right? Just today, just going throughout the day today, you know? Think about the things that get the most of your attention. Now, when we think of mind's attention, right? I think of, for me, I know that I have a crazy intense sweet tooth. You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of this overwhelming sweet tooth. I love sweets. So here's what I'm talking about. I love cupcakes, you know, like especially the Funfetti cupcake. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's like one of my favorite ones, right? I love ice cream, you know, man. I love candy, but here's what I'm saying: not necessarily like chocolate candy, but more so like the fruit stuff, like the mini Starburst. Have you guys seen the mini Starburst? Unbelievable, right? Or like Swedish fish, or you know, Skittles, you know. So I have this sweet tooth, but here's the problem. The problem is that for about the last 60 days, okay, for the last 60 or so days, I've been on this like this kind of this eating plan thing, and in this eating plan, I'm not allowed to have any sugar other than sugar that you get from fruit, right? So like, this is awful for a guy like myself that has a sweet tooth, right? So, I mean, I'm working with guys that are just eating Twix and eating Snickers and eating Reese's peanut butter cups, you know, all day long. And I'm like, just, I am suffering, right? Because I can't, I mean, I could, but that would be cheating, you know, on my eating plan, you know? And so, huge, huge sweet tooth. And one thing in particular that really makes me struggle is, have you guys seen that these new, maybe they're not new, but I think they're new, the Sonic Monster Blast. Have you guys seen those, right? It's kind of like a blizzard. I mean, it's hard to beat a blizzard from Dairy Queen. It's just hard to beat a blizzard. But these things are like, I'm pretty sure they can compete. And well, you guys should all go to Sonic tonight and get one. I mean, I'm sure they're unbelievable. But anyway, let me take you in a different place. Something that bothers me. I want to confess something to you tonight. Something that bothers me is that oftentimes my mind's attention can be on that Monster Blast for like days, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I can't have it. But you know what happens is there are times when what Jesus has done for me quickly passes by. That it doesn't necessarily get my full attention. And I don't know if you're with me on that. I don't know if that's something you can relate to. But when it comes to my mind's attention, there's so many things that can consume me and so many things that can kind of take over when God deserves glory alone. See, any focused attention that we can give to Jesus is worth it because that is an element of giving him glory. Now, I want to read a passage to you tonight that we're going to land in for a few minutes. But those of you, some of you, this may be new to you. Like, you may be new to church. You may not have been to church a whole lot. We do something here at 12 Stone a couple times a year that the Bible refers to as, it refers to it as the Lord's Supper or communion, right? And a simple way of defining what this is it's just a time where we can reflect and remember, right, who Jesus is and what he's done for you and for me. And so I want to read a passage of scripture to you. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And this is what it says. It says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and he said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, and whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Verse 27, "So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord." Pay attention especially to this. "Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Something that we've never done at M12 is we've never at one time celebrated together communion, the Lord's Supper. And I'm going to give us an opportunity to do that tonight. But before we do that, I think there's something that the passage says that is very, very important. The Bible says this. It says, "Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Again, we're talking about glory to God alone. We're talking about putting our minds' attention and focusing and fixing our minds on Jesus. And one of the best ways that we can put our minds' attention on Jesus is through celebrating communion. But this is what I want to invite you to do. The band's going to come up, or at least one person's going to come up. They're going to play an instrumental chorus of that song, Holy Spirit, all right? And this is a sacred moment. Here's what that means. This is a moment to take seriously. So what I want to invite you to do is I want to invite you to take the next few minutes. What's going to happen is some of our leaders, they're going to be passing these baskets. And I want every single person to just get one of these. I'm going to tell you what this is for. We're going to go through what this is for and what this means. Does it require you to talk? Does it require you to mess with your neighbor? It doesn't require you to do anything other than when the basket comes your way, if you want to participate in communion tonight, then you'll grab one of these. Simple. Again, it doesn't require any kind of talking or any kind of cutting up. I shouldn't really hear anybody doing anything right now. Now, I know that you guys are in middle school, and I know that sometimes you're wired, but I think you can handle this tonight. Don't prove me wrong. Don't prove me wrong, but this is what I want you to do. I want to give you a couple of minutes, and I want you to really pay attention and apply what the Word says to do. It says, examine yourself. Here's what that means. Take a look at your life. Take a look at your heart tonight. Take a look at even just what you've done today, the conversations you've had, the things that have come out of your mouth, the things that you've thought in your mind. And when the Bible says examine yourself, what it means is it means to take a look at that and think to yourself, is there anything inside of me right now, tonight, that I just need to talk to God about? That I need to confess to God? Maybe there's some kind of sinful thing that you've done today, right? Maybe you said something to one of your parents that you shouldn't have said, or maybe you gossiped about a friend, or maybe you did something, right, that was missing the mark of what God wanted you to do. And so this is what I want you to do. I know it's difficult, but I literally want you to do business with God. Because before we can take of these elements, before we can do this in the right way, out of a pure heart and pure mind, we've got to be right with God, right? We've got to be right with God. And so here's what I want to invite you to do. You guys have seen this before. I want to invite you to use your chair as an altar if you'd like to. Maybe you could literally just turn around and use the chair as kind of a place to pray if you want to do that. If you want to just sit like you're sitting and just kind of spend some time with God for a couple of minutes. Again, this is not, understand, what we're doing right now, guys, listen, this is not about anything else other than you and Jesus. When you talk to someone else, then you're making it about you and someone else. This is about you and Jesus. This is about you meeting with Jesus tonight, doing business with God tonight. And so I want to invite you guys to do that. Talk to God for a couple of minutes. Maybe tell him if you're sorry for something that you did today. You're sorry for a way that you acted today, something you said. If you're good, totally cool. But sit there and do not be a distraction for anyone else. God, we thank you for the opportunity where we get to celebrate the sacrifice of your son, Jesus. And God, as we have knelt at our chairs, as we have spoken with you tonight, God, I just pray over this room, every student, every adult, God, that Father, you would allow us to examine ourselves so that God, when we celebrate, we reflect upon the sacrifice that Jesus made for each of us. That God, we can do this out of a pure heart, out of a clear mind, so that we don't take of these elements in an unworthy way, the way that the Bible teaches. And so, Father, I ask that you would bless the rest of our time, bless the next few moments as we really think about the body that was broken for us, the blood that was shed on the cross for us. We love you, we praise you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Students, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Just very quietly, hop up and grab a seat. very quietly. Again, this is not about anybody other than you and Jesus. It's not about anybody else. I've been praying for you today. I've been praying that you would learn and understand to treat this moment with reverence and respect and honor. Remember what the definition of glory is? Honor, fame, admiration. You don't honor God when you take it upon yourself to talk to other people in these moments. Now, I understand this is a very different night. This is something we've never done together. There's a purpose for it. What you're about to experience, even those of you that just prayed to God and asked God to forgive you of things that you had done, you know what that is? That is giving glory to God. Because the only one who is capable of forgiving you is Him. The only one capable of forgiving you of your sin is Him. And so that's giving glory to Him, putting your mind's attention on Him. Now I want to talk to you for a second. When we celebrate communion, it's important to understand that this is symbolic. We've talked about this. This is symbolic of remembering Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. See, we've never celebrated this way, but I'm excited. And this is, again, what I want to ask you to treat this with reverence, respect, and honor tonight, okay? This is not about anybody else other than you and Jesus. You and Jesus. Your mind's attention on Jesus, not on anything else. The passage we read tonight originally comes from the last meal that Jesus had with his disciples. He even sat in a room, right, knowing that the disciple that was going to betray him, the very disciple that was going to literally turn him over to the Roman guards, Jesus sat. And what they would do long, long ago is much like we do today. It's a little bit different. But they would sit around the table. They'd break bread together. They would have something to drink together. They would celebrate together. They would talk. And so this passage comes from that last meal that Jesus had while he was on the earth. And this is what the Bible says. It says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Very quietly, I want to invite you guys to do something with me tonight, okay? At the very top of that little container, you see a little wafer. What I want you to do is I want you to open it up, and just get this. Don't do anything else. Just get this. And I want to encourage you to do something tonight. I want you to hold this in your hand. Let me say this. This is not about the taste, okay? I'll just say that from the get-go. But I want you to think about what this symbolizes. Because this is what all about communion. Again, communion, we do communion because we celebrate what Jesus did for us. And this wafer, right? This symbolizes the body of Christ that was broken for you. The body of Christ that was literally bruised and beaten and nailed to a cross. It all symbolizes that. It all symbolizes that. And this is what I want to do. I want to pray a prayer really quickly over this. And as I pray, I want you to hold this in your hand, and I want you to think about the body of Jesus that was bruised on your behalf. Okay? Pray with me. And so, God, as we hold this wafer in our hand, we know that this symbolizes and represents the body of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you so much for your sacrifice for us. That through Jesus, through his sacrifice for us, we are called sons, daughters of the King. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says this, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So in an attitude of reverence, I want you to take it and eat it. And remember the sacrifice that Jesus made. So take and eat. As you eat that, remember the sacrifice of Jesus for you. The sacrifice of Jesus for me. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to also open just the small little container of grape juice. Do not, no need to talk. Please be very careful. Do not do anything with this. Do not do anything with this yet. Just open it. Now, I want you to hold this in your hand, obviously. What you have in your hand, the juice, it represents the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for your sin and for mine. Again, let me remind us what we're doing. We're putting our mind's attention on Jesus tonight. We're putting our mind's attention on Jesus, on what Jesus has done for each of us. This represents the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross for your sin and my sin. As you hold this in your hand, I want to pray for us. So pray with me. Jesus, Lord God, we thank you so much for the blood that was shed for us. And that because of your blood, we could be called sons and daughters of the King. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says this. It says, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So students, in an attitude of reverence and honor, take and drink and remember the blood shed for you. Now let me tell you what just happened. What we just celebrated together, what we just did together, right, is we have put our mind's attention on Jesus. Communion is all about putting your mind's attention on Jesus, right? We said that the glory to God is our response for what he has done, for who he is, and for what he has done, right? So part of that is our mind's attention on Jesus. The second part of that is our heart's affection. Our heart's affection. Now, I want to talk to you really, really briefly about this one. Because the way that you put your heart's affection on Jesus can look, it can look in so many different ways, right? It can look so many different ways, but tonight we want to dwindle it down to two. And it's all about thanking Jesus for who he is, thanking God for who he is, and singing to him, or singing about him for the things that he's done for each of us. The Bible says it like this. I want to give you a couple verses just to think about and read on the screen. It says, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing," there it is, "I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High." I will sing the praises of the Lord Most High. That's what we're going to do as we continue our service in just a few minutes. That's exactly what we're going to do. Tonight, we are heavier on the music tonight because we thought, what better way to give our heart's affection to Jesus other than just singing, singing about him, singing to him, singing for him. And you know what happens is a lot of times you guys come in this room and you make the singing more about you than you make it about the King. And here's why I know that that's true. Because you're talking to each other. You're going in and out of the room, which, by the way, is not about to happen. So don't try to leave the room. You're all concerned about what everybody else is doing instead of literally giving God, who deserves it more than anyone else in this room, your heart's affection. And so here's my challenge, and I think you can do it. For the remainder of our time, man, I want to challenge you. You know what? I stood on this stage earlier today, and this is what I prayed. I prayed that we would worship God so heavily and so intensely tonight, right? That it would just undo us. That we would just be overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit of God tonight. That He would just meet us exactly where we're at. And you know what's cool about that? Is that is exactly God's desire for you. He wants to meet you exactly where you're at tonight. But when you are a distraction in the room, when you're all about you and you're talking to other people, and you're distracting that person over there, or you're passing notes to this person, here's what that does, man. It puts the attention on you instead of on Jesus. And let's just get real. Jesus is the one that died on the cross for your sins and for mine. And so if you think for a second that anyone other than Him deserves glory, you're mistaken. Bible also says this. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him. There it is, heart's affection. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. My heart, there it is again, heart's affection. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise Him. Let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever chosen to simply worship God and not worry about anybody around you? Like, not worry about how good you sing, how loud you're singing, not worry about if you can clap on beat or not. And that's not to be funny. That's not to draw attention to yourself. But literally, you were so caught up in how much God really, really loves you that you just didn't care what people thought about you. You didn't care what they thought about how you could sing, or your posture, or what you were doing, or if you were raising your hands. It wasn't a big deal because, again, the one who deserves our glory is Jesus, right? And so that's what I want to invite you to do over the next few minutes. I want to give you the freedom to not care about how you sing, or whether or not you want to raise your hands or sit in your chair. I want to give you the permission, not that you need it, but I want to give you the permission to just go all out tonight and just worship God for who He is. And so I want to invite you to two things. One is this idea called a cosmic thank you. We said that one way that we put our heart's affection on God is by thanking Him. And so we thought, how cool would it be if you guys, and I think you can handle this, but we want to give you an opportunity to literally, there's two things you could do. On the bottom of your chair, under your chair, there's a white card, right? And there should be some pens around you. If there's not, we'll figure it out. But this is, don't lose sight of what we're doing, okay? For those of you that have like an iPhone or a smartphone, this is what the challenge is tonight. Man, we want you to simply get on your phone. Yes, I'm giving you permission to get on your phone. But listen. We want you to literally get on your phone, go to the notes page, and just write a note of thank you to God. It can be as long or as short as you want. It could be, thank you, God, for saving me. And that could be your thank you note. Or it could be a novel, whatever you want it to be. And this is what we want you to do. We want you to take a picture of it, and we want you to put it on Instagram, because this is what we want to do, man. This is what we want to do. We want to give God glory beyond the walls of this place, all right? We want the people that were not able to be here tonight, we want your friends, we want your family, we want them to see Instagram flooded with thank yous to God, giving God public affirmation, public glory for who he is and for what he's done. Now, if you don't have an iPhone or a smartphone or something like that where you can do it like that, simply take the white card, maybe write the note of thank you. And if you can, maybe borrow a friend's phone, take a picture of it, post it to Instagram. M12 Stone Central, that's our hashtag. Now, I don't ask you to do that to be a distraction and to make this time about your phone or about social media. That's definitely not the goal. But the goal is to give God glory. And we know that it doesn't take you long to write a note of thank you. You don't need to be on your phone during the next four songs. You need to get the thank you done, and then you need to focus on God and focus on who Jesus is, right? And that's the second way that we want to give glory, that we want to put our heart's affection on Jesus tonight, is just by singing. By singing, man. Like, just go all out and let God hear you worship him, maybe in a way that you never, ever, ever have before. And so here's what's going to happen. Band's going to lead us in a few songs tonight. You understand, everything we've done tonight gives glory to God. Baptisms, and that gives glory to God. The teaching and preaching of the word gives glory to God. Singing to God, about God, for God, because of God, it gives glory to God. And when you can say thank you to God, it gives glory to him. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. And then I want you guys, because here's what we're going to do too, man. We're going to try to put these pictures on the screen. We want you to see how thankful you are in this room for God. We're going to try to throw these pictures on the screen. And so you guys can see what other people think of when they say, man, thanks to God that you are who you are. All right? So pray with me real quick, and the band's going to lead us. God, you're good. God, we certainly love you so much, and we thank you so much. Father, we need you, and tonight, it's all about you, God. So I just pray against any distraction in the room tonight, and I pray, God, as we worship you through thanking you, through singing to you and about you and for you, that God, you would be honored and you would be glorified tonight. And we pray these things in Jesus' sweet, precious, amazing name. Amen.